We're up to the Aflamed Vov Amad Beis near the bottom. We're talking about somebody who said, Shimon said to Reuven, I don't want you to have any Hana from me whatsoever. B, the very end.
B3.
The milk is off, by the way.
Yeah.
No.
Because you know what? Everybody thinks that out of the fridge.
Nobody but it's that. Long life. It's supposed to be. It could be.
No, no, long life doesn't mean that. Yeah. Long life means
this is the normal.
Oh, I have the long life.
No, long life doesn't mean you can't leave it out of the fridge.
Maybe that's what long life tastes like. Even
long life means the bottles that you open and stay a few months.
Okay. So the Mishnah says, if you said, if Shimon made a promise, he won't, have it, Reuven should have any benefit from it, you're allowed to teach him Medrash, Halachas, and Agadas. You're allowed to teach him, you know, Gemara and Halachas and all that. But you're allowed to teach him Chumash. What is the difference between teaching him Chumash and not? Mikra my time, why should you teach him Chumash? I'm teaching him Teda. It's a mitzvah. Mitzvah not meant for Hanoah. Why can't I teach him? He's having benefit from it. If that's the word. Because having benefit from it, then so when I teach him Medish, he's not benefiting from me. What's the difference? Amar Shmuel, says more like this. Shmuel's going to say that you don't take money for teaching someone Gemara, but you do take money for teaching someone Chumash. And the meaning is, not everyone took money, but in the place where you took money. So the din is, you have to give money. And I'm teaching you for free. So the money that you should have given your teacher, you take it back. So you're having pleasure for me. The teaching, the Torah itself is a mitzvah. A mitzvah lav lehanazidu. But the money that you save, that's... But you're not allowed to pay money for someone to teach you Gemara and Halacha. Why? We'll see in a minute. The place where they do take money for Chumash, but no one takes, not allowed to take money for Gemara. My Poska, what's the difference? Why? How do you know you're taking money for Chumash? This is what he's saying. Even in a place where the meaning is taking money for Chumash. Shadi Mishki, take a lot of take, but Allah Medrash, Le Shadi Mishki, now taking money for Gemara. My Shna Medrash, alike. So therefore, when it comes to Medrash, no money involved. All I'm doing is teaching you Gemara, so I can teach you because it's a mitzvah of the Hanazindu. When it comes to Chumash, I'm saving you money, because if you would hire another teacher, you have to pay money. And I'm giving, as if I'm giving it back to you, and therefore, you're having benefit from me. What's the chilek? Ma'ishna medrash. Very interesting gemara here. Ma'ishna medrash. Why can't you teach someone for gemara the loy dechsev? It says in pasuk, "Oisi tziva Hashem be'esahi." Hashem told me at that time, "Lelamed eschem to teach you." Ksevin it says, "How should I teach you?" The Eisi lamadi eschem. Moshe ben says, "See, I taught you chukim umishpatim. I taught you the laws of mishpatim that covers the gemara and our goddess and all that. Kasha tzivani Hashem, just like Hashem taught me." Or just like Hashem told me to teach you, without money. Ma ani bechinim, Hashem taught me. There's no money. Avatem na bechinim yoso. There's no money at all. Interesting, Tesis says that, how do I know that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't teach with money? He said, because since Moshe was rich, he probably didn't charge the Jews for teaching them. So the other Hashem say, just like the Abishah taught me, you know, the Abishah didn't charge, didn't pay me money or whatever, therefore I have to teach with that money. Tesis says here, Mestam Moshe lo not l'schar miyisol she'osher haya. Everyone says more partial things.
Yeah, all Moshe Rabbeinu is to eat and drink and sleep, and then he was provided that.
But not that. He said, because he said, for Oisit Tziva Hashem. So they all learn from that. The Abish told me to teach the way he taught me. Tesis learns Pasha Balabatish.
But why didn't he get it? Because the Yehusas in Israel was an Oshir.
We're all learning from a pasuk of Oisit Tziva. Yeah. The fact that Hashem told him to do it. It's a mitzvah, and you don't charge for it. Tesis says, no, there's no commandment here. Logic says that we should teach just like Moshe taught. And how did Moshe teach? Logic says he didn't charge because he was a rich man. We know he's rich. Tomorrow's Gemara, we'll see that he's rich. From the Luchas. Yep. So the Gemara says, so why is Chumash different? Why are you allowed to charge teaching someone Chumash if you're not allowed to charge teaching someone Gemara? So we have an interesting machlekes. Rav says, Chashima, you know why you teach? What age kids are they when you start learning Chumash? Ben Chamesh Lamikra, when you're 5 years old. Kids 5 years old are restless, they're wild, and you need a babysitter for them. A teacher who teaches five-year-old kids is a babysitter. And what are you paying for being a babysitter? Not for teaching. Chashima, you're paying for being a babysitter. Rav Yechanama, no. You know what you're teaching for? It's Chapisik Taimim. That which is a mitzvah, you're not charged for a mitzvah. But to teach you the trup, to teach you how to sing the cantillations of the Torah, and Rashi adds the nekudas, which no one else adds, but Rashi adds the nekudas also, teach you how to read the words. That is not from the Torah, according to Rabbi Yochanan. And therefore, if I teach it to you, I'm allowed to charge you for it. No mitzvah of the Torah to learn Torah.
Except for the Torah, you don't learn Torah, you don't learn Kudus. How do you learn?
So you don't know the Pshat 100%. It's good enough.
No, but Nekudus, how do you read? If you don't learn Nekudus,
if you don't know 100% how to read it correctly, it doesn't matter. Rashi adds the word Nekudus. All the other Rishayim just say Pisak Taimim, which means Torah. So we learn, and the trap is vital, not just a thing. The trap tells you where this pasuk stops, you know, where this nacht is, you know, and so on and so forth, and how to pause, like you've cut, you know, all that commas, full stops. Nevertheless, Tanan, we ask the question. Well, Mishnah lo yilamdenu mikra. It says in the Mishnah you should not teach him chumash. Now we're talking about an adult, two adults. We're assuming two adults. And Shimon says, Reuven, I don't want you to have any benefit from me, so I'm not going to teach you chumash. I'm talking about an adult. Why? Because you pay me money, I'm saving that money. You just said the only way you're allowed to charge money for chumash is for babysitting. But if he's an adult, what kind of babysitting is there? If you tell me the reason is because of trap, I still got to teach you trap, so I'm going to charge you for that. But if they tell me because of babysitting, what kind of babysitting is there? The reason is because of trap. That's why you can't teach it, because you're allowed to charge him and you're benefiting him. If you tell me it's because of babysitting, Godul Bar Shimer, who is a Godul Bar Shimer. So he answered, "Bekatan kani." We're talking about that the person at the other end is a minor. I got into a fight with a minor, and I said, "You won't can't have any anor for me," and he needs babysitting. Freddy Gimora, and now if we learn babysitting, it's only by a minor, not by an adult, because it says Ben Esser LeMishnah. So you're 10 years old, we think you're mature. No, once your kid is 10 years old, in those days at least, you didn't need discipline anymore. Kids were very well behaved. It's only between 5 and 10 that they misbehaved. So you needed a teacher, you know, with a discipline for babysitting. Over 10, it's a godl. Freddy Gemara, Iber Kotten. If I mention about a Kotten, Ema Sefer, what does the Mishnah say? Ah, and Abba Malam, there's Bonda, but I'm allowed to teach his kids. If you're a 10-year-old, a 9-year-old, 8-year-old, how does he have kids? Kotten by Bonda, which 8-year-old kid can have kids? And the Gemara, Chesfiri Mechser, a few words missing in the Mishnah. This is how Rab will have to learn. Bahachi Tani. Lo Yilam Denu Mikra, you should not teach him Chumash, be Kotten. If the person on the receiving end of the cut, you're not teaching chumash. However, imaya gadol, if he was a gadol, this part of the mission is missing. Melamda, you're allowed to teach him. Why are you allowed to teach him? Because you're not allowed to charge him. Once he's a gadol, according to Rav, you're not allowed to charge him because there's no babysitting service anymore. And there's no babysitting service, you're allowed to charge him. And if I don't charge you, then I'm doing you a favor, I'm letting you go and get him for nothing. But I'm allowed to teach him because there's no money involved, and I'm allowed to teach his kids as well. His kids, I could charge and I can save money, but that's no different than we had before. B'chon, I can pay off your loans. The moment is not going directly to you, the benefit. I'm teaching your kids. The benefit is you don't have to pay. Just like I paid off your debtors, your creditors, and you don't have to, your creditor, you don't have to pay. That's not called I'm giving you anything directly, because nothing came between me and you. Okay, so that's how Rav and Rabbi Yochanan explain the Mishnah. Meisel, that's a question. Tenoikis, kids, like Kaidim, Bitchil, B'Shabbos. If you are a teacher and you want to teach something new, don't never teach something new on Shabbos. Shabbos only Chazar. Elishainin B'Rishin. On Shabbos, you're allowed to Chazar, even on the first Chazar, you're allowed to. Even though the kids don't know that well, you're allowed to. But don't teach them the first thing. Now we'll soon see why. So right now, the Gemara thinks the reason as follows. B'Shleim, the man, Domitz, Chad, Pizza Time. If the whole reason is because you get wages for teaching young kids, and your wages are for teaching them Trup, you know why you're not teaching the first time? Getting paid for Shabbos, working on Shabbos. How can you do working on Shabbos? But if it's not because of working on Shabbos, for example, it's only Chazara, so therefore you already got paid for that. That's why a rabbi who works only on Shabbos, he prepares a speech before Shabbos, so he's getting paid for preparing the speech. So even though he's repeating the speech on Shabbos, but he did the work before Shabbos. So you got to prepare something before Shabbos to be able to get paid. Hainu de en kaidin b'chil b'Shabbos. This is, and we understand why the first time reading shouldn't be on Shabbos, because you're getting paid for work on Shabbos. El man domes chashim is babysitting, then who cares if the first time, second time, third time? In fact, the second time, they're probably more restless than the first time. So sure, you need more babysitting, so you get paid every single time. So what's a chilek if it's the first time learning, or second time, or whatever, or revising? Am I ain't kaibikul Shabbos? Why can't you read the first on Shabbos? Why the first time you're not allowed to, but you're allowed to chazer? What's the difference? Babysitting is babysitting. Haikas chashir Shabbos, the problem anyway.
What you do is learn for 5 minutes on a Friday.
But you're getting paid every day. You're a teacher. Every day you get paid. How do you get paid for Shabbos? Says the Gemara back, you're wrong, because you're allowed to get paid if you're doing a weekly job. A Rav, who's a full-time Rav, is allowed to get paid even though he works on Shabbos, because it's called Schar Havla. You don't identify the Shabbos particularly as the day that you're paying. You're paying it for the week. So that you're allowed to. Remember, the whole thing you're not getting paid on Shabbos is only the Rabban anyway, because it looks like Mekcha Memcher, and we're worried about writing. It's all to do with writing. So if you hide it... Right, and that's what you're tearing, writing. You're going to write. If you read starters, you're going to write. But if you absorb it and you hide it, then Rabbanan no longer goes there. So all the time mech, Gemara is back. You're telling me the whole pshat here is because we're paying for work on Shabbos. What's wrong? Havlahi, you teach a whole week, so the schar of Shabbos gets absorbed. Havlahi, misha shari, you know, the din is mefedish. Somebody works for you, a rav of a school, of a teacher. There's a lot of work to teach on Shabbos because he gets paid for the week, for the month, for the year. But Tanya Shah proved it. We learned. Hasoichir is a payol of the gabai of a hegdish, the base of Migdish. Hires a worker. If the base of Migdish hires a worker, lishmoid es atinuk. If the base of Migdish hires a worker to remember, we learned Gemara Sukkah that they used to raise the kids on top of this mountain, which has a big space, a gap between the bottom of the rock and the ground, so that there's any dead bodies underneath, it doesn't rise because there's more than a half a space between. And the kid doesn't come to me. People have to watch these little kids. If you get paid for that.
How many poladumas did they have in
those? The total was 9 from Moshe Ben today.
So in other words, you had all these kids spending a lifetime, you might not have even had a poladuma.
Yeah.
Because if you had what's the gap between one and the other?
How many people could fit on this rock? How did they learn with these kids? How many kids were on the rock? We don't have any details about this specific rock. Lishmei das ha-pora, or you want to watch the pora aduma, you hire somebody to watch the pora aduma the whole time. Lishmei das ha-zroyim, because you have to mix in the hyssop, you have to watch that as well, make sure it's not makabel tuma. Ein noisin leschar Shabbos. You're not allowed to pay him just for the work of Shabbos. If he only does the work on Shabbos, you're not pay him. Leficha, therefore, since if you're not paying him, you're doing it for free, he's only a shei mechinim. Im avdu, a shei mechinim, if he got lost, ein lechai bechris, not a responsibility. However, vima yischar Shabbos, you pay him for the week. You're paying for the month. You're paying for the year, including Shabbos, because that you're allowed to. You're paying once every 7 years. Imagine paying a worker once every 7 years. Nois and lois, chai Shabbos, then you're allowed to pay for the work of Shabbos, because it's havla, it's muvla. And because he gets paid, even on Shabbos, even if he lost it on Shabbos, he's now a shema zacha, and you're responsible. So we see there's nothing wrong with a teacher teaching on Shabbos and getting paid if he teaches during the week as well. And to say he only teaches on Shabbos is hard to believe. Ella, I'll tell you, so what's pshat in this whole braisa? A whole different pshat. Gabi Shabbos, high in the time of day, Kobe Chili. You know why you're not allowed? Very interesting what it says here. You know why you're not allowed to teach kids first time on Shabbos? Because to teach the first time takes a lot longer than teaching the second time. Until they understand the teach the word, it takes, let's say, 2-3 hours. You're revising, you can do the whole revision in 20 minutes. Since it's Shabbos, time of the enkoid in Bitchila. We don't want you to teach new stuff to your kids on Shabbos. Which from the Yifnu, Abosan, the Yanuk, the parents want to turn to their kids, the mitzvah of the Shabbat, the parents want to turn to the kids and enjoy the Shabbos meal and play with it. According to Rashi, it's a Shabbos meal. According to the Ran, it's to play with the kids on Shabbos, play games and whatever. And because they're in class, the parents feel guilty of taking the kids away from yeshiva. Meanwhile, you just destroyed the Einu Shabbos of the parents. You hear what the Einu Shabbos is? It's family time. Family time is not only go to shul and daven, but family time is to play together. He says right here, and look in the Ran. The Ran is interesting. The Ran said, the Yifnu, first narrow line. The Ran is on the right side of the page. First narrow line. The Yifnu Avus and the Yanuka Lemitzvah Shabbatah. Sha'ovas Hatinoikas, the parents, poinin Lemitzvah Shabbos. They spend their time and they spend their time with the mitzvah of Shabbos. Umishtashin imatinekas, they play games with their kids. The im yikaru hatinekas lechatchila, the kids go to school that day and they have a shir for the first time. Yochayishul abatim, the parents will feel guilty taking them out of school. Parents don't like taking kids out of school, and they're going to miss out on Einik Shabbos. See, it is the Einik Shabbos is playing games. Rashi says no, the Einik Shabbos is eating a meal. Tosfos says clear. The Rosh says it's to eat a meal. The Rosh says something else. The parents don't want to start their Shabbos meal before the kids come home from school, and the parents, meanwhile, not enjoying their meal. On the vatle earning Shabbos, totally from shot. So obviously, the Rosh used to play with his kids every Shabbos, and the Rosh didn't. But he waited for them to come home for the Shabbos meal, and they waited and waited and missed out on Shabbos. Anyway, that's
the
Rosh
was a
star.
The Rosh was an Ashkenazi.
Oh, that
was
it.
But they spent time with the
star. But another answer is, it was interesting, different what they, obviously each one was talking about what they used to do on Shabbos by the table. Iboizem, another answer is, Meshum de Shabbat, Ochlin Vishosin, on Shabbos, you eat a lot more and drink a lot more than during the week. And because the whole week you don't eat so much, Viyakit, Aleyin, Alma, the whole body feels heavier, and therefore the heads are not working. When you're stuffed, it's hard to concentrate. That's why breakfast is, the, you know, in the morning you eat a little bit, and then in the morning your head is the clearest, and you can learn best. That's what I've always pushed. The first thing should be Lamud HaKadosh and Lamud HaKadosh in the afternoon. So if you eat and drink on Shabbos, your head feels heavy. Kedama Shmuel, we had in Gemara Megillah, Shini Veses, Etchilas Ma'ele B'nei Mayim. That if somebody, what do you call it? Heading through as well. If somebody changes his diet, a poor man is never happy. Even Shabbos is no good for him, because the whole week he hardly eats, and Shabbos he eats a lot. Again, it makes him sick. Well, now that I'm going to ask a question. Ulamando, I'm a schar, the Kurd Rabbi Yechon, who says, schar pisa time, it's each throw up. My time alam is schar shimma. Why doesn't it say babysitting? Kesava, now this is very interesting. Kesava bonas mika boyin shimmer. Boys are wild. Girls are naturally very well behaved. Well, as Rashi says, that boys go outside to play, girls always stayed in the house. Kokuda basmelo pin. They wouldn't even go outside to play ball. Kids, little girls, talking about little girls here. And therefore, since girls didn't go outside to play, weren't reckless, didn't have to be watched. And because the girls didn't have to be watched, you can't charge for girls. But for boys, you could. And our Mishnah, when it says you cannot teach kids chumash, makes no difference, boys and girls. Here's a Gemara from all the Rishonim, the Lim Shatim Gemara. There's a clear raya that you're allowed to teach chumash to girls. Clear. Because you're learning Gemara Seit over there. The Gemara said you shouldn't teach it. Okay, maybe. But the way the Gemara learns it, there's no difference boys and girls. So whatever boys is, girls is. The only chiluk is boys are wild, boys are mischievous, and girls are very well behaved.
According to this, boys could also be
nishfanim. Oh, yeah, they're the exact same thing. Okay. Well, Amanda, I'm the one who says, Chashimur. The one who says the whole idea that we're watching. My time, Meloyama's chapit timing. Why doesn't he say chapit time? Why doesn't he hold the trop? Because some of the time that I say, he holds that trop is a mitzvah in the Torah to learn trop. And if the mitzvah in the Torah to learn trop, you're not allowed to charge for it. Mani bechinim atavata bechinim. When, way Rabbi Yechon learned is that teaching trop is only from the Rabbanon. So in my Torah, you don't have no mitzvah to teach trop, so therefore I'm allowed to charge you for it. But if you learn that Rab holds that it's from the Torah, and it's from the Torah, and how does he know? From a following pasuk. Where's the time? Avraham Rabbi Yechon has different pshat in the pasuk, but Amr Rabbi Ika Bar Rav and Amr Chanan Amr Rav Rav Lishit Tosei. He says, "What's pshat in the pasuk? Madich Zichsev it says, 'Vayikoru b'sefer b'teira solakim.' You should read in the sefer of the Torah of the Eibishter. Again, mefeidish the explanation. V'soim sechel. You have to understand it. Vayavino b'mikif. Understand the chumash. We're going to break it up. What's all these things you have to give over in the translation? Understand it. So vayikoru b'sefer b'teira solakim zemikra." To learn chumash, mefirish, you have to understand it. Zetargum, you have to learn taich. When those days targum, v'soim sechel, you have to give it wisdom. Elu hapsukim, you have to know where every pasuk starts and every pasuk finishes. So you have to learn where the soif pasuk is. You have to learn the two dots at the end of the psukim, breaking the psukim. And the yavinu b'mikra, what does it mean? You should understand the mikra is a pisuk timing. That's trap. But Amri, but Rabbi Yechonin learns it's not Trop, because the old Trop is not from the Torah. But Amri, he holds Elu HaMesedas. Remember, if it's an extra vav, not a vav, a yud, not a vav, the Mesedah. That is what you learn. But we'll see about Kriyat Ksiv in a minute. Yeah, or maybe the Kriyat Ksiv. Actually, the Rishonim say Chasedas v'Yetedas. No, they say that HaMesedas is Chaser v'Yatir. Missing a vav, having a vav, missing a yud, not having a yud. We'll see about Kriyat Ksiv. Amri Bitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak says, Mikra Seifrim. Bichel says, Mikra Seifrim, reading from the Seifrim, to read. And Ita Seifrim, and crowning of the Seifrim. There's four things. There's Mikra Seifrim, there's how to read, the Seifrim, the teachers teach us how to read. The Ita Seifrim is what they crown. The teachers, I mean, the Tanoim, whatever. The Karyin Velekziv, and then you have Kri Velekziv. You have sometimes words that are not written in there, but we read it as if it's there. And then you have Ksivim Lekin, you have some words that are written and we don't read it at all. And then we'll give examples. In Tanakh, we're not talking about just Torah, we're talking about Nevim as well. Halacha L'Moshe Messina, all of them come from Moshe Messina. Mikra Seifrim, Nagmar said, what's, Gemara now explains. What's Mikra Seifrim? No, Moshe told us which words to leave out, which words to put in, which words, even though they're in, we don't read, and so on and so forth. Mikra Seifrim, what's Mikra Seifrim? To know whether it's Eretz or Oretz. If it's the middle of a pasuk, it's Eretz. The end of a pasuk, it's Oretz. If it's Shamayim or Shamoyim, or Mitzrayim or Mitzrayim or Mitzrim. So all of these, Mikra, to know if it's the end of the pasuk, or to know how to read the Nekudas. That's called Mikra. That comes to Loch Moshe Sinai. Okay. Then you have Itu Seifrim.
It would also be like Sukkos, Sukkos?
I guess so, yeah. Everything. The Nekudas. Then you have Itu Seifrim, the crowning. What's Itu Seifrim? He says here, Acha Tavoidu. It says, achat avodu. So you're not sure if it reads this thing should happen achat avodu. When Avraham Avinu says to the malachim there, and he says eat the meal achat avodu. He says see yadu libchem, and he says achat avodu. That means that you should eat after you leave me. That's when you should eat. Or are you saying here eat and then afterwards you go? So that's what eat the seifim was. They added the word achat to give it more explanation. Eat the meal to crown. They added words to give more meaning to the pasuk. Achat, what does that mean? Moshe Messina, what does that mean? That means it wasn't in the Torah and Moshe added in. It's not exactly here what he meant.
Isn't the thing is of where you saw that? Because the achat tavoiru could be achat tavoiru, achat in a bit of a pause and then tavoiru.
But look at that on. First wide line there on. Achat tosef kibbutzim. Kol hani achat miyus torin him. They're all extra. The ain el tiferes haloshen. Only to give more explanation in the loshen. Tablimit could have said, siyadu libchem, eat v'ta'avayru, and then leave. Or, tisagi by Biriam, close her up, Shiva Yamim, close her up for 7 days, and then v'ti'asif. And then we'll gather together and go on. Or kidmu, sharim, noiginim, all the psukim, el shenichtim l'fer, written l'fer, l'shem. Who decided that? Moshe Messinai. What does that mean? It wasn't in the Torah in the beginning.
Usually Moshe Messinai is something that's not written.
Exactly. So what exactly does it mean? Or the Rashi says it had to say both words, but the order could have said Tavayru Achad. It says Achad Tavayru. That order is. So what happened? The Torah was given all the words of the Torah from the Eibushter. I don't know exactly. I was looking up. I don't know exactly what it means here. That the Itah Seferim is Moshe Messinai. I don't know exactly what happened. Okay, let's continue. Murray's a bunch of psukim that he could have said differently, or he added a word. It sounds like achat telech, achat tose, kid mishoim, achat neigim, tzikosch, ki
harikeil. Is it Moshe Rabbeinu Tanu, Rabbeinu Shem, that this
Moshe Rabbeinu? What does it mean? I mean, the Shem don't really add anything here. No. Ki harikeil, he could have said harikeil, and so on and so forth. Okay, anyway, I'm not sure exactly what halacha mishnah here is. The next one is kadian v'leik sivan, written. But we read it, but it actually there's no such pasuk. For example, the pasuk here, this is all from Tanakh here. Pros. In the pasuk, we read the word pros, but it's not written in the pasuk pros. But nahar, it just says nahar in the pasuk river, and we add the word pros. Or the belechtoi. By Achitofel, it says of the Pasuk Ish, it doesn't say the Pasuk Ish. The Kasha Yishal Ish Bedvar Lakim. These are a bunch of psukim that this.
Bring a whole lot of things who deals with this, but the question is, what does it really mean?
Yeah, what does it mean? Kriv Lakshi, we know. I'll quote you a Radak in a minute. It's an amazing Radak. Does he quote you a Radak?
There's a Radaz, a Shuvah from the Radaz, it's a Doini, Rambam's commentary on the Megillah, Naraz, the first Yisrael.
I'll quote you the doc in a minute, an amazing doc. Scary doc, actually. Boyim, the Venivnisa, Lod, the Plata, Ezda, Hugad, Hugad. These different psukim that the word, we read the word as if it's there, but it's not really there. A lot of them are by Rus. It says, Eli, even though it's looking at a lot of words in Rus, you'll see that we say it's not written there. Eli, da Goyden, Eli, da Hasaidim, Halin, Karyin, Veloy, Koslan. These are all psukim that we read it as if it's written, but it's not written there. And likewise, the Kosovo Lakayan, that word is written, but we actually don't read it. For example, no, the Yislach. By David Melville, I don't know who we were talking about here.
So when you say Baruch, so Tomer Eli,
there's no Eli.
Yeah. So there's no Eli.
The word Eli is not written in the Tanakh, but we read it as if it says Eli. So what the meaning is behind that? We do. Yeah, I actually look in your chumash. You'll see it says by the Kriv Lakshi.
There
all is halacha Moshe.
I'm saying this yeah. Taka that there is in the word, but what do you call it? Achat Avodah. That's written.
That's true. Yeah, not the Yislach, or these are words that are written, but we don't read them. Or Zoyis the Hamitzvah. It says in chumash. The Zoyis Hamitzvah Chuk Meshpatim, and it says Zoyis, but we don't read it. But the Rashi says it's not the pasuk of Chumash, it's actually from Yirmiyahu. The Ran says it's the pasuk in Veschanan. But the Ran says it's not even written in hours. The Gemara is saying it says Zois Hamitzah Chuk Shabbat 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 Shabbat. So we take the word is written, but we don't read it. The Ran says it's in Eschanan, but in our Chumashim we don't even have that word. Rashi says it's a pasuk in Yirmiyah.
So where's it
from? I don't know. There's two more pasukim here. Yidreich the Hadoirich. Or this other pasuk from Al Yidreich Hadoirich Kashtoi. Another pasuk over there which says Yidreich Hadoirich. We don't say it. It's written, but we don't say it. Or Chomish. The pay is negative, or im the chigoyo, well, all these different psukim. Halin, these are all custom of like kind, written, but we don't read them. Okay, I just want to quote you at a doc while you look it up. I'm going to quote you at a doc, because it's an amazing doc. Put it down here in the back. The doc says as follows. It's pretty scary what he says. Yeah, what's going on here? What is this kriva like siva, kriva like kris? He said like this. The Radak writes in Shmuel Beis, Pedik Tezvav, Pasik Chavalov. It seems to me, when the Eden went to Golus after the first Churban, they lost all the Sifrei Torah and all Tanakh, and they were wandering around. All the Chachamim who knew the Tanakh died. The Anshe Knesset HaGdoyle, which is the end of the 70 years, Shehechziru HaTorah LeYoshna, they wanted to bring back the Torah, Motzu Machlekes B'Sfarim HaNimtzayim. They found a number of Sifrei Tanakh, Torah Tanakh, and one Torah had this written, one Torah did not have this written, and so on. They decided which one is right. So they took all the Sifrei Torah they had, and all the Tanakhs, and they decided whichever words are in the majority, that's what we're going to say is the real Torah.
According to that story we have, he's saying that Sifrei Torah was a version.
Exactly, one of those that they found. Well, if he died, the first time they found out about Sukkos and whatever. If he died, Tom, according to their opinion, where they couldn't work out, should the word be written, should not be written, so they decided to write it, but don't put the kudos so we don't read it. They wrote it outside the line, above the line, below the line. One word they wrote, two words, one word above, one below. See what's going on over here? Scary stuff. That means out of the dock, everything we have is Allah. You've seen that this is how he's a Naimaisa. He's saying that we don't really have the full Torah. Scary stuff what he's saying. This is a dock Shmuel Beis. Tezvav Chafal.
By the way, this thing from Bobby.